Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's a great Sunday evening in Atlanta, Georgia. My name is Cupid. I am one of the co-founders and the National Executive Director of Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated. You are listening to the Sigma Omega Phi Radio Network. We have today, our show is the LGBT Greek News. This is a news report. What we cover here on this particular show is what's happening in the LGBT Greek orgs. We will be announcing community service events, projects, along with fundraisers that your organizations are having. We will let you know what's happening on a national and a local and chapter level. We also want to know, or we will be announcing your lines, when they cross, who crossed on them, how great that is. We'll celebrate that with you. And any other announcements that you want to actually, you know, provide us with. And if you have announcements, you can email us at lgbtnews@sigmaomegaphi2000.org. Again, that email address is lgbtnews@sigmaomegaphi2000.org. Let's get started. We have a lot to cover because there is so much going on in the Greek community right now in terms of, well, what we're doing. A lot of it's political, but we want to be able to let everybody know what's happening. So right now, September the 14th, which is today, we're having the call to action, which is at Kiwanis Park, which is in Arizona, and it's sponsored by Alpha Lambda Zeta Fraternity Incorporated. They'll be there between the hours of 6:30 a.m. and 1 p.m., which probably about right now you probably got about 10 more minutes to get your registration on. It's voter registration. We are trying to make sure that everyone that we can touch in the LGBT community is registered, and this organization is helping making that happen. They will be there doing a cross-country event. They will have a booth. Also today is Barack the Vote, which is within Durham Central Park, and that is sponsored by the Gamma Chapter of Alpha Psi Kappa Fraternity Incorporated. There'll be food, music, and a lot of fun. It is an all-day event, so if you get a chance and you're in Durham, Raleigh, please check that out. Make sure you get voted, and if you are registered, take someone who is not registered. Again, all of the LGBT Greek orgs are very much on making sure that everyone gets registered. All right, there's some other things that happen. Again, Alpha Lambda Zeta, we want to give you much kudos because y'all are kicking behind across the board. September the 19th and September the 25th, they will be at Temp High School, which is also in Arizona. They'll be on their campus for 2 hours, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It is, again, a call to action. They are registering all voters. If you know, when you leave work, you know you're not registered or you have even moved. That's one thing we always forget. It's like your license, you move, you don't change your address because you know you like. Got so much to do. This is important. If we do not vote as the LGBT Greek community or even just the LGBT community, if we don't vote, our voice will never be heard. And it is important and imperative that everyone's voice is heard, no matter on what community you're in. So come on, guys. If you want to volunteer and help out Alpha Lambda Zeta Fraternity Incorporated, or you just want to go and make sure you get registered and you take your friends, you need to talk to Tasha Hampton. Her number is 480-316-1974. Again, her number is 480-316-1974. You know everybody's got to do that community service. Great way to get some volunteer hours in. All right, September the 20th. The lovely ladies of Omicron Epsilon Pi Sorority Incorporated, OE Pi, will be in Orlando, Florida at the center. They are doing a suicide prevention and awareness seminar. This is part of the national, let me make sure I get this correct, the National Suicide Prevention Week, which actually was September 9th to the 15th. They are actually doing their event September the 20th, and the topic is death is not the answer to a temporary problem. That is so true. It is a discussion about suicide in the LGBT community. I'm sure that is something that all of us have experienced, someone that we were close to, friend, or we've heard about that has been a victim to suicide due to that they just had no one to talk to. That's a big thing. These ladies are trying to make sure that we have tools and resources so that those of us who might feel like we are trapped, that we have no one to turn to, they're helping us out. also they're also giving us those that are available to talk to. They're letting us, letting people know we're out there. If you want to be a part of that, you want to contact information is 850-847-7640. Again, the number is 850-847-7640. And peace to those ladies. Give them much kudos, again, for what they're doing. We also have here March for Barack. Yes, yes, September 27th, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., Durham, Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, that awesome chapter of Gamma, chapter of Alpha Psi Kappa Fraternity Incorporated. We'll be making bead signs and handouts to pass out during the North Carolina Pride Parade, along with participating in a voters registration. But if you want more information, yes, you probably need to go to that site, which is, I believe it's www.alphapsikappa.org. Hit them up, and they'll be able to tell you exactly where they're going to be when this event actually happens. But it's September 27th in Raleigh, in Durham, Raleigh. All right? September 28th. There is a co-optive feeding program, can't get that out, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Again, this is the Gamma chapter of Omicron Epsilon Pi Sorority Incorporated. This program is to provide many services for the homeless. We are all of us are on board on that one. So if you want to get some community service hours, you want to help, you want to make donations, contact this number, 954-226-7296. Again, that number is 954-226-7296. We want to join together to fight against homelessness. These ladies are stepping up. Let's help them out. If you got the time and you are in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, please seek them out and help them out. Also on the 27th, those of you that are interested in, you are a non-Greek and you're interested in what the Greek world is all about, you're looking for a Greek home, Sigma Nu Beta Fraternity Incorporated is having an informational meeting in Orlando, Florida. It's about all the information that they were able to give us, and they also wanted to shout out to Miss Henry. Her birthday is on the 20th. Happy birthday. She's in Tallahassee, Florida. They are the Studs in Black. We want to give them much props. Kudos, keep up the good work. If you are looking for a home, they are having an informational on the 27th in Orlando, Florida. Also, October the 3rd, 2008, at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Houston, Texas, informational. Heights Neighborhood Library, Theta Xi Theta Fraternity Incorporated will be hosting a meet and greet. You want further information, you want to get on the list, let them know you're coming because you are interested in knowing more about their organization. You want to go to Theta Xi Theta at gmail.com. Again, it is Theta Xi Theta at gmail.com. It's wonderful. I'm glad to see everybody coming to the information. If you don't know, let me go ahead and put that buzz out there to you that everybody, all Greeks pretty much, I know pretty much all the LGBT Greek orgs are having Rush right now. For those of you who know the word Rush, for those of you who don't, they're having interest meetings. They're having their interest. They're about to get ready for their fall lines. Yes, we all are getting ready for that. So these two organizations have sent you that information to get that announced out there. Please, if you are looking for it at home and you're interested, hit them up, all right? Also, if you are looking for some other organizations and want to know what's all out there, there is a site that a lot of us are privy to and have joined, which is Lesbian Sorority. It's a community, and the way you find it is www.les, the letter B, the letter N, sorority.ning.com. Again, that is Les, the letter B, the letter N, sororities.ning.com. Hit them up. Janelle has done an awesome job in making us a community where all the LGBT Greek organizations can actually let you know what we're about, what we stand for, because everyone is about change and making this community better. And we have that Greek unity. We work together in so many ways. Continuing on, October the 4th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Epsilon chapter of Omicron Epsilon Pi Sorority Incorporated presents Jumpstart Your Child's Education. This is going to be located at the Metropolitan Community Church in Tampa, Florida. Contact information is an email. It's epsilon.oepi@gmail.com. Again, It is epsilon.oepi@gmail.com. This event is to give LGBT families some tools to help them encourage their children to enjoy learning in an environment where they can be comfortable. As we all know, being a member of the LGBT Greek or LGBT community, our children are sometimes ostracized, sometimes teased or bullied. And this way, we have the tools as parents to be able to ease that, teach them a little bit different ways to handle these kind of situations and these ignorance that might be out there they might have to face. So that's one thing. The guest speakers for that will be Leslie Lee. She is part of the USF Institute for Risk Infant Children and Families, along with Beverly Hackley, who is the Hillsborough County Public Library Research Specialist. So those are things that you want to go to that if you have kids and you want to know some better ways to encourage them if they're kind of like not seeming like they're real excited. You know, that's definitely something we want to put out there. All right, October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. This is like a big deal for me. I'm like one of the advocates in Atlanta for a partnership against domestic violence. The Alpha Chapter of Sigma Omega Phi will be doing a lot of collecting of those cell phones. You know, everybody's got them, and we want to make sure that these ladies who are in these situations do have an opportunity to leave. A lot of times they don't leave. We all know, you've heard the stories, you've heard them all. But the biggest thing that I want to say to everyone, this is my own little soapbox I'm about to get on, but it's a big thing. In our community of lesbian women, domestic violence is extremely, extremely, unacceptably high. And as women, we should cherish each other, love each other, and if I love you, I should not put my hands on you in violence. That is one of the things that, I'm a real big advocate of and I've been real strong about. So in October, I'm challenging every LGBT Greek org, let's get out there and let us stop this. Let's take one person at a time if we have to. Let's educate them on ways to handle their own anger, ways to be able to deal with some of the stress that we go through. And believe me, you'll be surprised at the fact that this violence is not coming from our younger youth that are just coming out, that as we see in the club, that are imitating the male ways and habits. It's not always them. A lot of times it's these professional, executive, high-level women who are in these stressful environments where they cannot be out or they have so much stress in their job, they just don't know how to handle it. They take it out on the person that they love. We want to try to stop that. Let's try to put something together. And, yes, I'm challenging all LGBT Greeks that are listening, that are out there, please, let's see what we can do to not just do it in October, because believe me, domestic violence is not just happening in October. People are not sitting at home saying, hey, I think I'm going to beat my girlfriend, in October only. No, they are actually doing a lot more. This is a year-round thing. As a matter of fact, the statistics that I got from Partnership Against Domestic Violence states that every 36 seconds a woman is beaten. And who's to say that woman is not part of our community? So even if they're not part of our community, you know a woman that's out there, let's lend a hand and help them out, okay? So that's my soapbox. Let me get off of it real quick. All right, we want to talk about Kappa Alpha Lambda Sorority Incorporated. I want to give you guys a big hand for partnering with Rock the Vote to raise awareness. September 1st, this organization has taken all of their colonies and chapters, and they will be hosting a variety of informational and voter-focused programs to encourage LGBT voters to mobilize for the change in America. Kudos, we are in for you. Whatever help you might need, I am positive that every LGBT Greek organization will be more than happy to help Kappa Alpha Lambda Sorority Incorporated. Also, well, no one probably knew, but I'm about to tell you all about something that's really cool that they're doing. Kappa Alpha Lambda Sorority also has Kappa TV by YouTube. It views footage of events, commentaries about the sorority, and the enjoyment and the pleasure of being a member of the organization and the experience. You want to check that out? www.youtube.com/KAL2003. Check it out, everybody. It's really cool. I checked it out the other day. I was really impressed. We want to say congratulations to all those LGBT Greek orgs that had a summer 08 line and a spring 08 line. Welcome to the Greek land. Welcome, welcome. Also want to say congratulations to that beta chapter of Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity Incorporated for a great barbecue interest meeting. I heard it was off the chain. Heard y'all had a wonderful time. And as a group, y'all showed that brotherhood and that unity as always. Wonderful, wonderful. We are glad to have that. Let me just take y'all back about a week, like weekend before Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, Georgia for Atlanta Black Gay Pride. Awesome unity. Let me give much hands up to Alpha Lambda Zeta Fraternity Incorporated. That second annual picnic, boy, I enjoyed myself. It was great talking to you guys. And let me say, I even met some organizations that I didn't even know about. For example, I met Kappa Omega Phi Fraternity. They were at one point, my understanding is, they were an all-male organization. And they are now, their founder took them and has made it into a female, more studdish organization. We'd like to say welcome, either or, either way, welcome to the yard, welcome to the yard. All right, at that event, we saw Phi Alpha Nu Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Omega Sorority Incorporated, OE Pi, of course. They are always, they're everywhere, I must say. Ladies, you all are everywhere. They supported us when we threw our party during our conclave time period. They're awesome. They're always a supporter. Must give much hands to you guys. There was, of course, Phi Omega Delta Sorority and Sigma Omega Phi Fraternity. Great. It was great unity. It was great seeing everybody. And I hope that we're able to do it again. We ain't got to wait to Labor Day weekend. Let's do something soon. Holla back. Also, if you are in Charlotte, North Carolina, and you're looking for some community service hours, I got a volunteer project for you. It is the LGBT Family Fun Day, September 21st, 2008. It kicks. They want kids are welcome. They want kids to come out. Bring your whole family, actually, even if you are volunteering. The contact information is Randy Floyd. His name, again, is Randy Floyd. His number is 704-277-4727. Again, that number is 704-277-4727. Or you can hit him on that email with srcreative@gmail.com. Again, that email is srcreative@gmail.com. Also want to shout out to all those Virgos. You know how it is. I'm not one, but, you know, I have friends that are. Happy birthday. You know, it only comes one time, and I'm going to say it like this. Do it safe and do it loud. All right. We had a great time. Once again, I'm going to let y'all know this is a 30-minute program. For those of you who are listening and you are part of the LGBT Greek community, please, let your national executive director know about us and let us know what you're doing. We want to be able, on a national and a local level, we are here to support you. That's what this show is all about. So I'm going to take it to another thing before I close out. I have one more thing I'm going to let y'all know. I read this on the lesbian sorority community central, I guess what you call the page, and it was from Charlie, who is one of the members that's on there. She wrote a forum called You Know You're a Neo Win, and I thought it was pretty cute, so you know what I'm saying. So I'm going to close out with this pretty much. It says, you know you're a Neo if you chilling with your fans and you still stand in order. I still see the Neos in our org doing it all the time. You know you're Neo if you speak in third person. Thought that was kind of interesting. You know you're Neo, you throw up the hand sign in the mirror after getting dressed just to see what it looks like with your outfit. That, I'm going to tell y'all, that right there, I know my boys and I, we probably still do that. I know I do every once in a while, hitting the club, yes, I do that. Also, you know you're a Neo if you hate to hear the phone ring about that time. It always rings online. Like if you know 6 o'clock, big bro, big sister is going to call you, yeah, you get a little nervous and y'all know, let me look. So also, you know you're a Neo if you get mad at your fans if you don't know where they are. That right there, you know, that kind of extends past just being a Neo. I think a lot of us still do that one also. Let me give you a few more. And then we're going to check our time and see what we're looking at. Cause we don't have that much time. Like I said, this is a 30-minute show. And really, we're just here to give you information. So I'm going to wrap it up in a minute. But basically, I'm going to give you a couple of more things. You know you're a Neo when you always start the chant. This first one in the stroll line and the last one left. You know you're a Neo when you still call your dean after you've crossed. And I think I still got a few that still call me big bro. It still happens. And you know you're Neo when you have all types of mania on your car, license plate, and stickers. Well, I'm not a Neo, but yes, I do. I just got a sticker. And let me shout out to her from where I got my sticker from. It was from Custom Greeks. She's just doing an awesome job. I mean, some of the stuff that she has gotten that I saw in Atlanta was off the chain. You guys need to check her out, customgreeks.com. Definitely wanted to shout out to her. Definitely. Give her much praise. Also, if you know you're a Neo, when you can't stop saying we. I love that. You know you're Neo when you jump at the sound of your big sister or Dean's ringtone. You set those ringtones, boy. It don't even matter if it's on your phone. It could be somewhere in Walmart. Somebody else's phone goes off. You still be like, oh, what's happening? So, yeah, that's a definite. This one right here, I want to know how many of our Greeks do this. You know you're Neo when you wear your life jacket to church. Please, come on, hit me up and let me know about that one. That one is a funny one. Basically, I'm going to close today by saying, you know, everyone, let's go into this new week. Let's go full force, all LGBT Greeks. Love all of you. The unity is serious, and I love the fact that everyone is doing something for our political. I want to be able to say to everyone, anything that you are doing, we want to announce. If you have anybody in your family that has a new addition to your family in terms of your aura, you got new members that have babies, you know, you did a christening, you have an anniversary with you and your wife, please email us. I will announce it. This is what this is for. This is our unity area. This is for you. This is where you get your news out, and we do the advertising. We're going to tell everybody we can put our hands on about this show. So please, if you have news, we are at this time once a month. So the first week, I believe, of October, I will be back on. So you have the time to kind of get me anything that's happening in October, November. I want to know about it. If you are doing probate shows, I know y'all do them. If you're doing probate shows, hit me up. I want to be able to tell everybody so we as a community can support you. Also, if you have a place, if you need it, this is how you contact me. It is at lgbtnews@sigmaomega52008.org. Again, I am Cupid. I am one of the co-founders of the organization, and I'm the National Executive Director. And I'm your host for the LGBT Greek News once a month. I am going to be here, and I'll be here telling everybody about what you're doing and praising you about what you've been doing and the accomplishments that you have. So, once again, I want to say much love to everyone. You all have a great weekend, and I am out of here. Peace.